It's midday, immediately after the close of our last episode, when Lieutenant Donald Halverson went to the apartment of Miss Tony Fasina, interrupted Miss Fasina's conference with the district attorney, and told Mr. Apt he wanted to speak with him immediately. Now it's a few moments later. Halverson and the DA are alone in Miss Fasina's living room, and...
Let me understand this, Lieutenant. Not only do you defy me, you also threaten me.
Please keep your voice down, sir.
Oh, Miss Fasina's in the kitchen.
With her ear to the keyhole. Wait a minute. Did I startle you, Miss Fasina?
Yeah, I was just coming in to see if you gentlemen wanted a cup of coffee.
No, thanks.
Or maybe some iced tea. Maybe a drink.
No coffee, no tea, no drink. Mr. Apt and I have something to discuss in private.
Well, excuse me, Lieutenant, but this is my apartment.
Okay, then we'll leave.
Oh, you don't have to leave. Go ahead and talk. I'll keep out of the way.
Thanks.
I'm waiting for your explanation, Lieutenant, and your apology.
Because I don't agree with you?
More than a difference of opinion, Halverson.
I laid it right on the line, Mr. Apt. I don't believe Kate Beekman killed Weber like you say she did.
Remember the evidence?
Yeah.
Her fingerprints on the knife, her presence in the murder apartment...
She didn't plan to kill him. I say she didn't have a motive strong enough to make her premeditate murder.
Miss Fasina's testimony gives the motive.
If Miss Fasina told you the truth...
What?
If Kate Beekman had a motive, it's like you say, she killed Weber in cold blood. But if she didn't have a motive, we don't know what happened in that apartment. If Tony Fasina lied to you...
I'm not a fool, Lieutenant.
I'm the last one to say that you are. But you could be wrong.
About Miss Fasina?
She could be putting over a fast one. She could even be mistaken. I don't care what you call it, but if you're wrong...
I'm not.
Please, Mr. Apt, just for the sake of argument, do you see what you're doing to Kate Beekman? You are wrong when you take the line that there is no doubt that she had a motive.
I've taken the line and I'll stick to it.
You won't get off it long enough to look for the real killer?
Why, when I already have the murderer?
If you're right. But if you're wrong, then what, Mr. Apt?
Lieutenant, let me ask you something. You've talked to Miss Beekman several times, haven't you? What do you think of her personally?
I don't think she's the kind of a girl who would kill a guy in cold blood.
That isn't quite what I asked you. How do you feel about her? What are your personal feelings? I'm curious.
She's a nice girl. I like her.
Perhaps you feel a, shall we say, an emotional interest in her? I've no doubt Miss Beekman would be very grateful to you for working in her behalf. Very grateful indeed. As a matter of fact, I have no doubt...
I wouldn't say what you're about to say, Mr. Apt.
I was only going to point out a man's emotions can deceive him. Think about it. And remember this. I'm the district attorney.
And you can make it tough on me. I can't help that. I've got to tell you how I feel, Mr. Apt. You're making a mistake if you go to trial immediately.
And what do you suggest?
Just sit tight. Hold what you've got. Ask your staff to work with me.
How?
Other lines of investigation. That's what I'm asking.
And if I don't?
I laid that on the line, too. I'll go it alone. Now I'll get out of your way so you can finish your conference with Miss Fasina.
Miss Fasina.
You call me, Mr. Apt? Where's the lieutenant?
Gone.
Yeah? Well, you want to start rehearsing my testimony now, Mr. Apt?
Not at the moment, and do not use the word rehearse. We will discuss your testimony at a future date.
Are you going now?
I am. Please get my hat.
Sure. I thought you were going to stay.
You were mistaken, weren't you?
You say so. What's wrong, Mr. Apt?
Nothing.
Well, yes, there is. A big jerk said something to make you mad.
You refer to Lieutenant Halverson?
Yeah.
You made a stupid remark, Miss Fasina.
Huh?
When you referred to him as a jerk. You may dislike Halverson. He may annoy you, even anger you. But beware of him.
Why?
Because he's a brilliant man. Because he doesn't know the meaning of fear. And because he is an idealist.
Him? That big lug of dreamer?
I didn't say a dreamer. Idealist. A practical idealist. I understand the man because, in our separate ways, we're very much alike.
That makes you an idealist, huh?
In a way. I have an ideal of justice, Miss Fasina. Of just punishment for crime committed. Yes, I understand him. You have my hat?
Here.
Thank you.
Mr. Rapp, what about my testimony? There isn't much time before the trial.
We'll have time.
You mean you won't have the trial right away?
There's a distinct possibility that... Either way, I'll be speaking to you again.
What's that mean?
I believe you understand. Good day, Mr. Fasina.
Now it's a short time later. As in a courtroom in Civil Court Building, Don Halverson goes to a counsel table.
Mason?
Oh, Lieutenant. You want me?
If you can talk for a minute.
Yes, we're in recess. Here, have a seat.
Thanks.
I expected to see you earlier.
Yeah, it's too bad we missed connections. But I think we're finally getting together.
Oh?
I'm not going to make any promises, and I won't pull any punches, Mason.
Oh, I don't expect you to.
Mr. Apt and I just had a little talk. I told him I think he's dead wrong to go to trial immediately. I made him understand that we're going in opposite directions if he insists on going to trial.
What do you mean, Don?
I've got a feeling about this case, Mason. And I won't try to kid you. I've got a feeling about Kate Beekman. I like the girl. I feel that we haven't dug deep enough. So if Apt insists on going ahead, so will I.
Use your men to reopen the investigation? Officially?
Mm-hmm. If it comes to that. But maybe I've stopped him in his tracks.
Mm-hmm. Or there's another possibility. He may have you taken off the case.
Well, that's a chance I'll have to take. I hear you've been digging into Weber's past. Did you come up with anything?
Leads. They're scattered all over the country. But with your facilities, we can check them out.
Mm-hmm. How's it look?
Weber had underworld connections.
Stolen car syndicate?
I think so. And with your help, we can find out quick. I'll give you a copy of our results to date.
All right, and I'll get together with Paul Drake.
Drake is out of town. Maury Cohen is in charge.
Oh, I know Cohen's a good man.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll talk after you've seen Maury. And Don, I want you to know that I appreciate this.
I'm only doing what I've got to do, Mason.
I understand.
Yes, you do, but... Do me a personal favor, will you?
Yes, if I can.
You've known me a long time, Mason. You know I call him like I see him. I placed Kate Beekman under arrest when I thought she was guilty of cold-blooded murder, and I wouldn't do anything to help her. Then I began to think there's more to it. And that's when I put the policewoman in the cell next to hers.
What?
That's right. I planted Sergeant Moriarty next to her. I did it because I wanted to get the truth so I could help her. But Kate... Well, she was unhappy when she learned what happened. I fully intended to explain, but...
You tried?
Well, I gave it a whirl, but... The honest truth is that she's one burned-up redhead, Mason. Well, I'm glad you think it's funny.
Oh, no, Don, no, none at all. You want me to put in a good word?
Well, I'll tell you what. You're real busy, so... If you just kind of ask her to talk to me, why...
And let you explain personally.
Yeah, just to save you the trouble, you understand.
Oh, yes, I believe so, Don.
I'll be on tap when you see her, in case she will talk to me, okay?
Oh, sure.
All right, thanks. I'll be seeing you, Mason.
As you know, Don Halverson's support... might well tip the balance in favor of Kate Beekman. But what do you think Mr. Apt meant when he said he understood Don Halverson? There'll be interesting and exciting developments in the immediate future. So by all means, join us tomorrow, won't you?